World Pride is coming to Australia in 2023. Sydney will become the first city in the Southern Hemisphere to host World Pride. It's an international LGBTIQI Pride event, and it'll coincide with the 45th anniversary of the Mardi Gras Parade. Adrian Foon is a Mardi Gras board member, and he joins us tonight. Adrian, welcome.
Thank you.
So how significant is this decision for Sydney, for the gay community? Give us a sense, those who are not aware of what this is, what a big deal this thing is.
Sure thing. So World Pride is an international pride event that takes place every 2 years in a different host city. This year it took place in New York. 2 years ago it took place in Madrid. In 2 years' time it will take place in Copenhagen. And so we're very, very lucky to have it come to us in 2023. And it's really an opportunity for LGBTIQ plus people to come together and their allies and really attest to sort of the communal power of Pride. World Pride has never been to the Southern Hemisphere before. And so we think this is a really fantastic, unique opportunity, in fact, to shine a light on human rights abuses, but also achievements in the entire region of the Asia Pacific.
So what happens at World Pride? What does it look like? How long does it go for? What sort of activities are involved?
Mm-hmm. So here in Australia, we know that there's Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras takes place in Sydney every year, and you can imagine it's a big cultural arts festival, including parties. World Pride is something like that, but on a much larger scale. It will take place during February and March for us, around sort of the Mardi Gras times, but over a 17-day period. And while the precise programming for us in 2023 is still going to be worked out, there have been a few requirements that we will observe. That includes, like the Olympics actually, an opening ceremony, a closing ceremony, a big pride march on top of our regular Mardi Gras parade. And for me personally, I think the most important thing is the Human Rights Conference, which will take place over a three-day period, bringing activists, advocates and defenders from all over the world together.
How many people do you think will come along for it?
Yeah, so Deloitte did some economic modelling for us, and a conservative estimate puts it at upwards of 1 million people coming to Sydney. And we also think that it will generate over $800 million for the local economy.
1 million people?
That's right, at the very least.
Coming to Sydney for the Pride event?
Yeah, absolutely. So gear
that
up.
That sounds really high. I'm expressing the surprise of that high number, I think, of many of my listeners, because it sounds like a really enormous number. How did they come at that?
Well, you know, this year in New York, we and of course in Madrid a couple of years ago, we've seen those numbers for a World Pride event of over 1 million, or a couple of million, in fact, go to those cities. So we think it's actually a pretty conservative estimate to start off with, to say upwards of 1 million.
Several countries in the Asia Pacific region have criminalised homosexuality. Do you view this as an opportunity to reach communities in those countries, given where we are in the region?
Yes, that is absolutely vital, has been absolutely vital to the bid. And in fact, we have spoken to many of our friends throughout the Asia Pacific. You know, when we think about human rights abuses throughout the region, we think about places with anti-sodomy laws, like Malaysia or the Indonesian province of Aceh or Brunei, places where homosexuality is still punishable by caning or whipping or stoning. So this is really an opportunity for us to engage and work with our peers and allies in the region and provide a platform for them to get up and speak, particularly at that human rights conference. You know, this is not about people in Sydney or Australia speaking for them. It's about us seeing their faces, hearing their voices, telling their stories.
And getting back to that forecast, and you're saying it could be even conservative. I mean, sure, those numbers may have gone to New York, but it's kind of hard to get to Sydney. We like to think it's okay because this is where we are in the world. But people, you know, in New York or in Europe find it a very long way away if you ask them. Do you think that might come into people's thinking?
I'm sure it does and has, but I think also I think we can turn them around. But also, I would say, far for whom? I think knowing that we have so many of these thriving LGBTIQ communities in the Asia Pacific, people who've attended World Pride events all around the world, I think of them and I think, what a great payoff for them that they've got a World Pride event now to look forward to closer to home.
And what sort of support do you get from the government, given all I've heard all day about this event is the sort of, you know, the money spinner it will be? It's really been sold as a money spinner.
I mean, we've been very lucky to have the support of all tiers of government for this, and we will continue to have that support as we now sort of get going with providing the structures and program for the event, all to be worked out in good time.
Do we have the resources to accommodate that kind of influx of people that you talk about, even if it's temporary?
I think so. I really believe that, I really believe that Sydneysiders are ready for an event of this magnitude. You know, we have hosted the Olympics after all. And I think the sheer prospect of having this event will energise the cultural life of this city, including our nightlife.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Adrian Foon is a Mardi Gras board member, and we're talking to him there about some news which you may have seen in the news or online, lots of different places this has been shared. In 2023, Sydney will become the first city in the Southern Hemisphere to host this event called World Pride, and Australia and Sydney had to bid against other cities and was successful. 2023 is the year. And some big numbers predicted. Incredible numbers, actually. This is RN Drive.